Let's face it, life on planet Earth can be quite challenging. Who knew that coming to this planet as a spiritual being living a human experience would be filled with so many obstacles? Welcome to our Soul Tribe family. Well, hello everyone, and welcome to episode 5 of Your Soul's Journey on Planet Earth. I am Susan Saucier, your intuitive spiritual earth guide. It is my wish and intention to bring you guidance, wisdom, and knowledge to help you navigate life as a spiritual being living a human experience. In this episode, we are going to be talking about spirit animals. Just like the first episode, when I spoke about how your body talks to you and gave you my experience with arthritis, I want you to know that I will be talking about many more illnesses and diseases as we progress in episodes all the way from A to Z. And the same goes for spirit animals, because there are so many of them. So I figured I would start with the letter A, just like I did with arthritis. I pick something from A with the body. I will do the same thing with the spirit animals. But before I jump into the first spirit animal, I would like to briefly talk about exactly what a spirit animal is and how it helps you. I did discuss this briefly in an earlier episode, but I feel the need to review it here as well. So a spirit animal can show up in your life in many different ways, shapes, and forms. It can appear right in front of you, in a picture, or even in a dream. And we will be talking about dreams in other episodes as well. Okay, so it doesn't necessarily matter how the spirit animal shows up in your life, but you will notice when it happens, especially if it happens over and over again, or if the animal or bird or reptile is unique, or how they show up in your dreams. They're all bringing messages to you. Basically, a spirit animal shows up to help as a guide, similar to helper guides that assist your master guide. The spirit animal guide is characterized as a teacher or even as a messenger that is within the animal that shows up. And over your lifetime, you will have many, many spirit animals coming and going in and out of your life to help you and bring some guidance and messages. Sometimes you completely miss them, but now that you're being aware, you will be able to use them to your advantage. Sometimes you may find that one or two particular animals remain with you for longer periods of time. They come not only to help you, but to bring you inspiration, help you with your lessons, and they even teach you lessons in different ways to look at life from a different perspective by helping you connect even deeper with your soul's essence. It is believed that you don't choose your spirit animal and that it chooses you by showing up in your life, especially in times of difficulty, to bring you guidance, protection, empowerment, encouragement, wisdom, and reminders that you truly are never alone on your journey. As we move through these different spirit animals, I will be talking more about cats and dogs when we get to that episode. I understand many of us humans have cats and dogs as our pets. And yes, while it appears as if we are choosing them, make no mistake, they are definitely choosing us as well. They have powerful ways to bring you to them, to connect, and often even to reunite from other lifetimes or the same lifetime, to play a significant part of your life's journey. As I mentioned, I will be changing up episodes to talk about different things, including the body, subconscious mind, spirit animals, astrology, numerology, angel number meanings, dream messages, and much more in each episode. So with that being said, let's start by reviewing 3 spirit animals in this episode that start with the letter A. So the first one that comes to mind is the alligator. Now, I live in an area where alligators are common, and I have seen a few of them. In my first experience, I was driving in my car and it was just slithering along on the grass, making its way into a large lake. I was so surprised to see it because it was the first time. And I didn't even think of looking into the spiritual meaning of it. And that was years ago, so I haven't bothered to look at it. However, approximately a few months ago, I did see an alligator slowly swimming along a stream as I was riding on my bike. I knew not to stop or panic. I just moved right along. But this time I did take notice of its presence and showing up in a way that definitely caught my attention. I was all alone and it was quiet. It was sunny out, but it was just barely a breeze. And I happened to look over at the stream and it was definitely very clear that this was an alligator. So I share this because we have spirit animals around us all the time. It's easy to get lost in your day-to-day activities without realizing how much they are trying to get your attention, to bring you some clues and guidance on your life's journey. If you listen to the last episode about the escape room, you will understand what I mean by that. We have hidden clues and guidance that's all around us always to help us on our journey. Nothing's written like up on the wall on how to go through every experience because that would be too easy. Sounds wonderful, but it would be too easy. So there's different things that are around you. And the more you become self-aware, the more you will be in tune with how they can provide so much guidance in helping you understand ways that you can maneuver through life. I also want to remind you that you don't have to see a spirit animal live. It can be in the form of a photo or show up in your dreams. The more it shows up and the more unique it is, often it's something very important that you're supposed to uncover and understand. Now, I've collected many of these meanings over the years. Therefore, I'm pulling some information from different websites that I collected when I was discovering the power and the connection we have with spirit animals many years ago. So I'm going to use some of these and I will give credit where credit is due. So in the website spirit-animals.com, it states, quote, "Alligator symbolism reminds us to look for opportunities to ingest new knowledge and wisdom. This spirit animal represents all of the unbridled creative forces of the world, including the fury and the ferocity of reptilian primal energy. Therefore, this reptile is the keeper and protector of all knowledge. It is the end of one period in your life and the beginning of something new." When alligator symbolism makes an appearance in your life, you can be sure that this is a new period of growth and regeneration for you. You must be sure to give yourself time to integrate all of the changes. In other words, keep yourself balanced as you move through this period. It is also possible that alligator meaning is letting you know that you have been too complacent of late. Sure, things have been moving forward, but maybe a bit slowly. However, the universe is putting you on notice that it's time to shake things up a bit. So get ready for a wild ride, end quote. Stephen Farmer states in his book, Animal Spirit Guides, quote, "If an alligator shows up, it's time to digest what you're now learning rather than rushing ahead to pursue further education or gather more information. You need to be very protective of your personal territory and assertive about setting boundaries. This is a time of renewal and new beginnings as you emerge from a dark period of your life. Be sure to gather all the facts and look at the situation from all sides before passing judgment, making any decisions, or even taking action. It is an important time to honor your ancestors in any way you choose." End quote. Now remember, you don't have to see an alligator in person for this spirit animal to show up in your life. You can be looking at a book and suddenly you see this picture of an alligator. You can hear someone talking about an alligator over and over again. The key thing to remember is there have probably been times when you were glancing at a magazine or driving and a sign had an alligator on it. What I'm wanting to reiterate is that there are times in your life where you may have missed the spirit animal trying to get your attention. Again, the more you let yourself become more aware of your surroundings, instead of just being your robotic routine self and doing your day-to-day activities, start really focusing on what's around you. Look for the spirit animals. Be open to receive the messages from them. And the more you'll notice them in your life, the more they will keep appearing and helping you. Let's talk about the next spirit animal, ants. I think most of us see ants daily. However, when they show up in your home, or you suddenly have an infestation, or one crawls across your shoe or your desk, it's time to take notice. And even if you see them when you're walking every day, it's still a good idea to understand that they're around, continuing to give you a certain message. So from the website, What is My Spirit Animal? It tells us that, quote, ants live in nearly every corner of the earth. In many regions, they represent willpower, diligence, patience, tenacity, endurance, fidelity, cooperation, truthfulness, and power. Ants in nature have amazing strength, considering their very small size. In fact, they can carry over 20 times their own weight. That means a 200-pound person with an ant strength could lift a ton. Ants hear by having sensitivity to vibrations. They teach us to keep our instincts keen. They also leave an aroma-like trail wherever they go, which helps them find their way home. In this, ant spirit is a trailblazer and guide. In the Philippines, ants coming into the house bring prosperity with their arrival. The Bible depicts ants as a harmonious creature who works collectively with others. In other traditions, they say the ant taught Solomon the ways of wisdom. In India, treating an ant with kindness ensures prosperity. Leaving a bit of sugar near an anthill is an act of charity that attracts luck. Key characteristics associated with ant include unity, stamina, forbearance, duty, honor, preparation, organizations, focus, and hard work. So when ant spirit marches into your life, it brings a message of patience. Whatever's going on right now, you cannot be so impetuous. By pacing yourself, the end result will be far more rewarding. So slow down, don't rush, and work carefully. Ant spirit animal also encourages self-confidence. There are special moments when you need to wrap your strength around your waist and simply trust. Work with other people who share your focus and goals. Know your skills and apply them within that group harmoniously. Teamwork matters. Encountering ant spirit animal may mean you really must focus on teamwork to achieve something, whether that's coworkers, peers, or family. Moving as one mind is the key. Each person in this unit is an integral part of the puzzle that you are trying to complete. In some instances, the ant spirit animal speaks of a life-changing opportunity. At first, it may seem overwhelming, but it will bring you good fortune in the end. Generally, this opening has something to do with community efforts. Keep this chance in smart balance with your home life and watch what wonders come. When ant spirit animal bites you, it represents a call to action. That your family, tribe, or community may be needing your help, so pay attention. End quote. Now, in my experience, we recently had to deal with an ant outbreak in my apartment complex. At first, I dealt with feeling annoyed, having to keep a close lookout everywhere, especially in the kitchen. There were enough to be aware they were bringing a message. So instead of feeling annoyed, I tapped into what they were trying to bring me for a message, and I thanked them. And within a few days, they went away. So pay attention when you see ants around you, especially like an ant pile, or again, if they happen to be walking across your desk, or you have some in your home, or anywhere where you are noticing them. Because I think, almost like I see so many squirrels every day too, it's almost as if they just go to the background after a while because we see them so frequently. But if you're out walking or doing something and they catch your eye and that light bulb goes off in your head, there's a reason. So you want to use what the spirit animal of the ant is bringing you. It's important that you accept that message and thank them and let them move on. Now let's go on to the last spirit animal that we have for today, and that would be the armadillo. And I discovered from the same website that the armadillo has a variety of symbolism and meaning attached to it. Quote, "There is no question that the armadillo has an incredibly unique appearance thanks to an armored shell befitting a knight. The bone and cartilage of the armadillo act like an effective shield. As a result, it's no wonder this creature has strong ties to magic for protection and safety. There are times in everyone's life when they need great security, a place to retreat from danger or chaos. Armadillo as a spiritual energy offers that lesson. The armadillo's armor has a secondary meaning, that of creating boundaries for yourself. You know that guest that never leaves? Armadillo says, put your foot down and claim your territory. While this is a simple example, knowing the limits you set for yourself and others is a very important spiritual awakening. It says you matter. Your feelings, your morals, your truth, they all matter and are worthy of respect. Boundaries include the ability to say no. This is exceedingly difficult for a lot of people. You know them. They should wear a button that says, stop me before I volunteer again. Armadillo medicine teaches us that saying no often means saying yes to our sacred self. Don't let people misuse your kindness. There are times when we all let our guard down. Armadillo does too, when he feels safe. Here you must trust your inner voice. Move cautiously until you feel that wonderful, warm sense of haven. Likewise, be ready to put energetic shields firmly in place as needed. The armadillo spirit animal is wrapped up with other key vibrations, including those for peace, kindness, hope, fairness, and empathy. The armadillo also teaches us how to figuratively walk a mile in another's shoes, so we better understand the reason for their actions, inactions, and attitudes. This builds compassionate living. In nature, the armadillo is a digger. They burrow in the dirt, digging up roots. And this speaks of a curious spirit and the ability to search out information to help clarify situations and opportunities. Note that while the armadillo's exploration is external, human seekers can also use this lesson to look within. No matter your age, there are always new and interesting things to discover in yourself and in the world. Don't settle for superficiality. Get out your proverbial shovel and excavate. An interesting note on armadillo's talents is that its nose is sensitive enough to find life below the surface of the land. This is particularly important for those who feel they've lost their energy and joy in life, those who feel invincible. Breathe deeply. Reclaim the ember situated in your soul. Give it air and watch the flicker grow. Combine this activity with meditation and visualization, and the results improve greatly. When armadillo spirit is done with his work for the day, it's time to rest. And when we say rest, we mean napping for upward of 18 hours. While that's a bit extreme, this behavior reminds us to, likewise, take time out for refilling our inner wells. If we don't take care of ourselves, everything else we care about suffers. Take opportunities to find silent spaces where you can relax and be yourself. Too much noise rattles our auras in negative ways, as sure as bad vibrations. So when the armadillo, spirit animal, rolls into your life, it comes with a variety of messages. The name armadillo means armored one. So the symbolism of self-defense and protection presides. Have you been put in an awkward or overly exposed situation? Armadillo says, curl up under your psychic shell until the weather blows over. Be ready to defend those things you hold sacred as well as your emotions. While some people may think you're distant, you can explain that you need this time. Those who love you will understand the armadillo's counsel and may even apply it for themselves. The time for retreat is only temporary until peace returns. Another lesson from the armadillo spirit animal is that of getting to the root of the matter. Something is happening just below the surface of your situation. It is vital to become a spiritual Sherlock Holmes and figure out the hidden matters as they will affect you directly and distinctly. On a mundane level, Armadillo is the finder of things. Perhaps you misplaced something or have been looking forever for an item important to you. Meditate with the Armadillo in mind and see where he takes you. For those of you who have overextended themselves, the Armadillo spirit animal hopes to stop you right here, right now, and get you to slow down. Recovery requires relaxation. Finally, the Armadillo integrates the element of water into your life, which speaks of emotions. So have you been holding back, swallowing your feelings? If you have, it's time to let those feelings come to the surface for release. Follow up with tears and wherever they may take you and reclaim your joy. End quote. So as you can see, there is so much to learn from our wonderful animal kingdom. And I feel such gratitude that they not only show up in our world, they also bring a variety of energy that helps each of us find our way, receive encouragement and inspiration and reminders. It's important to understand the depth of their messages, for they are a gift that should not be ignored. So what spirit animals have been showing up in your life? Pay attention. Be grateful. They're bringing you guidance. I will be following up with more spirit animals in other episodes. Now, before I begin your guided meditation, I will leave you with a quote from Whitney Mandel. Quote, "Animals are like little angels sent to earth to teach us how to love. They don't get angry or play silly games. They are always there for us." End quote. I hope you have found this podcast inspirational and helpful. And if you did, please share it with others. Follow me, subscribe, comment, and please know that I am truly grateful that you are part of this Soul Tribe family. I would also like to mention that I am offering coaching sessions, many different packages and bonuses of personalized guided meditations that are unique only to you. Please feel free to email me if you have any questions regarding any of that. My website and email info is below in the show notes. Well, I hope this guided meditation that I created for you today will inspire you to love yourself more and to continue to heal and grow and evolve as you intended to on your life's journey here on planet Earth. So let's begin by finding a comfortable place where you won't be disturbed. Begin by closing your eyes and taking a nice, slow, deep breath in through your nose, releasing through your mouth. Knowing that you're inhaling new beginnings and releasing old energy. Being grateful for every breath you take. Once again, taking in a nice, slow, deep breath in through your nose and ever so gently exhale through your mouth. Letting your body relax and giving yourself permission to just let go. Allowing any thoughts that come into your mind to be put to the side, knowing that they will come back later if they're important, because this is your time to take care of you and you alone. Now at this time, we ask to be surrounded by pure divine love, healing light energy, safety and protection. Calling in our spirit teams and the archangels to bring the elements of fire and water, air and earth as a representation of their love, healing and guidance on this journey. Divine Healing Source Energy, we ask that you help us to understand the depth of our being and the true potential we each hold within us to overcome any obstacles and life challenges that have come into our path and our awareness. We ask that you please shine down upon us your healing light, filling us with your wisdom and your knowledge and your guidance and clarity. We ask that you help us to see and take notice of the spirit animals that are showing up in our lives, bringing us messages and lessons and inspiration, teaching us what we are needing at this time. Now allow yourself to relax even more deeply, giving your body permission to just let go. Let go of the tension and just let your body melt into that soft, wonderful, relaxing place. Now begin to see before you a beautiful meadow where you can feel the gentle breeze on your face. Feel the soft green grass beneath your feet and the sun upon your face. And since this is your magical meadow and yours alone, go ahead and make it exactly as you would like it to be. Perhaps you want to create beautiful, vibrant flowers, tall, majestic trees, colorful butterflies. You may even have birds singing, or even a gentle waterfall flowing into a stream and making it the perfect weather that you prefer. After all, this is your time to relax and take care of you. So let's make this meadow before you even brighter, more vibrant and more colorful. Hearing the sounds of nature, seeing the incredible colors, feeling the peace, the love, and the joy that fills this wonderful, magical meadow. Smell the scent of the flowers and basking in the presence of all that is you. Perhaps you find yourself sitting on a comfortable bench, overlooking the stream of water. Or a blanket lying on the grass, looking up at the blue sky and the fluffy white clouds. Just allow yourself to find a comfortable place where you can relax into this blissful, wonderful place of peace and relaxation in this magical meadow that is yours and yours alone. Knowing that all your needs and all your desires are being taken care of because this is your special time. You deserve this. You are worthy to receive these blessings. Yes, your special time is meant just for you. So allow yourself and make the intention right now to to receive healing, to let your body rejuvenate and restore itself, bringing you back into alignment and balance and harmony. Now, as you bask in this magical meadow of yours, go ahead and make the intention to bring in whatever spirit animals have been wanting to get your attention. Just let them in. Notice what you see. Notice what you hear. Notice what you feel. Just open up to receive. You don't have to know exactly what their message is right now, but notice what particular animals, birds, or even reptiles are showing up in your magical meadow. They are here to bring you guidance and messages and teach you ways to maneuver through the obstacles that life can bring. They're filled with beautiful energy, bringing you clarity and understanding. Don't force anything. Just relax, breathe, and let go. Perhaps you can hear their messages, or even see them written across the sky, even if it's just one word. Just let yourself sit with this for a moment, taking it all in, letting go of trying to control anything. Surrender. Let it flow. Know that you're being presented with a gift from the animal kingdom to help you along the way. I will give you a moment to connect with the spirit animals that are showing up in your life right now, bringing you the guidance you are seeking. So just receive, breathe, be open. Receive. Take in what they look like, what they feel like, what you see and what you hear, even if you smell or taste, letting all your senses vibrate with the animal kingdom. Know that whatever animal or animals show up for you, you will be able to discover the meaning later if you're not receiving the meaning right now. Just allow yourself to be present in this beautiful, magical meadow where there's an abundance of spirit animals eager to reveal themselves to you. Breathe, allowing them to reveal their identities. Breathe, just breathe. Basking in this beautiful, magical meadow. Receiving their guidance, allowing even the vibration of their beautiful energy to bring your body, mind, and spirit into alignment, to create a frequency between each other, so that you will be more in tune in the future to see these spirit animals clearly as they come into your awareness. Now I know you've been enjoying your time with these spirit animals, but it is time that we give gratitude to the spirit animals that have showed up today. We thank them for sharing their time with you in your magical meadow. But it's time to come back to the present moment, slowly allowing yourself to come back into your physical world, knowing that you will encounter these spirit animals in different ways over the next few days or even months. Now take in a nice, slow, deep breath, filling your body up with new, vibrant energy, exhaling all the toxic energy that we just moved through you. Feeling the shift in your body, as if a weight has been lifted and you're now feeling lighter, more joyful, and filled with empowering energy. Knowing that you have had a healing vibrational attunement with your spirit animals, we give love and gratitude to the archangels and our spirit teams for their continuous support. And again, thanking the spirit animals for bringing their guidance and assistance as you experience your soul's journey on planet Earth. And so it is. Now slowly begin to bring yourself back to the present moment, letting yourself feel your physical body, slowly opening up your eyes when you're ready. Welcome back. Have a wonderful week ahead, my friend. Namaste.